Good afternoon, Shadow Hills. Well, we are back after being on hiatus for a week or so. I trust that you enjoyed the silence. I was even getting tired of doing them. But before I turn it over to Kim, I would just wanted to mention I'm doing some work on that article I was talking about why people move here. But I still would like to hear from some other people, especially if you considered some of the other senior communities, either in California or other places, and why you chose here. And the other thing is I know there are some people who left here and moved to the new Pulte development in Rancho Mirage. I would like to interview them, too, to kind of debrief them to see what they think now. So with that out of the way, I'll turn it over to Kim for a few more clarifications. Kim?
Good afternoon, everyone. Well, I could tell you why I moved here. It was simple. It was the best place in the valley. And when they get done interviewing those people who moved, it'll be simple. They made a mistake. People make mistakes. I made a mistake. I didn't move here sooner. Well, let's talk a little bit. You know, I sent out an email, a message about Frontier. And so let's talk a little bit about Frontier because I got a lot of questions back. So first of all, there is a link on the website that says Bulk Cable Updates. And if you go there, there is a lot of information, all the messages we sent out, all the presentations, so forth. But let's answer a couple questions that came up more than once. This person wrote, "We're Canadians. We're wondering if Frontier needs access to the inside of the house to complete the installation. And how will this be coordinated because we're in Canada?" Okay, yeah, it more than likely, for I bet 99% of you, they will need access to the inside of your house because the speed they're using the internet is 500 over 500, and that speed requires a router that's more than likely different than 99% of you, even if you have Frontier now. So anybody that has a speed of 200 or less, you'll have to change out that router, and they'll have to come into the house to do that because most people's access point's in the closet. So somebody will have to let them in. Now, if you don't have somebody, a friend, to let them in, you will have to make an appointment when you come back. The $12 fee will go up when everybody has been offered the opportunity to install. Now, you notice I didn't say when everybody is installed. The Canadian just gave the example. If you're gone for 6 months, we're not waiting until you get back to start charging you. Unfortunately, we can't do that. So what will happen is if we give you the opportunity to install, we say, okay, here's your window of opportunity to make an appointment, and you're not able to, we will consider that an install. Now, once we have got everybody in that category that's been offered the ability to install, and once it's all done, we then start billing you $12 a month. We estimate that'll take about 3 months. So hypothetically, let's say we start mid-August, and it takes 3 months, August to September, October, November. So somewhere around mid-November to by December, the HOA fees will go up by $12 for that purpose, and the internet will be online. Now, the interesting part is some of you will be installed in the first month. Your internet will be activated. Your system will be activated. But you won't pay for that $12 yet, not until we get 3,450 homes. Which then somebody asked me, said, can I be first so that I don't have to pay for 3 months? And I said, look, if I had that ability, I'd be first. Wouldn't I be first? And then all my buddies who paid me $10 a month, I'd make a few bucks. Well, it's not going to happen. So you'll get scheduled the way it gets scheduled, just the way it is. Modems, how's it distributed? Frontier will install it. So Frontier will come on. By the way, it's a modem router. It's a combined unit. It's not two separate units. So they will do that work. They will come in and install it. Now, we got more Frontier questions. Are the Frontier rates for TV that we show on those plans discounted rates for Sun City Shadow Hills or just Frontier's normal prices? No, they're discounted rates for bulk internet users. Frontier has quite a few contracts with bulk internet people, and these are the TV rates they offer, which is at a reduced rate from normal retail, to people who are on the bulk internet program. So if you go to the website, you can look up those programs. I put them up there, the different TV programs, and you can see what the pricing is. If you decide to use them, that would be the pricing. But there's no guarantee. If they raise the price, they raise it to everybody, every bulk cable user there is, as far as the TV part. If you use Frontier, no, you will not use a dish. Some people are confused to think, oh, you need a dish to use Frontier TV. No. We are offering the internet-only program, which means each of you will purchase your own TV plan. You might get Dish, you might get Spectrum, you might get Frontier, you might get YouTube streaming, or you might do nothing. It's all up to you. So that's how that works. Hopefully I got that clear. Okay, this person wrote, there was some little confusion here, that said he's currently paying Frontier $195 a month for service, boxes, taxes, etc. Will the $12 be added on top of that? And the answer is no. The $12 is for the internet-only portion, and the HOA will bill you for the $12 portion for internet only. Now, in this particular person's case, because he's on Frontier, what would happen is the internet portion of his bill would go away as far as him paying that directly, because he will pay the HOA for internet. Then what Frontier will do is then redo his pricing based upon whatever plan he has, based upon the bulk rate TV plan offered to bulk rate customers. So his $195 will go down. One will be the pricing for the internet will drop, and then whatever TV plan he has will drop based upon the pricing that's on the website. He asked, what do you mean by picking your own TV provider? Hopefully I've just answered that question. We're internet only, and you get to pick whatever TV plan you want from whatever company you want, including you don't have to have TV at all. But all you people with Dish and that kind of thing, you don't have to give it up. You're just going to be doing the internet portion only. Yes, if you do not use Frontier's internet, you will still pay the $12 a month. There's no opt-out in this program. All 3,450 homes will pay the $12, whether you use it or not. So if you don't want to use it, when you get the little letter about making an appointment, you just simply ignore it, and you don't have to do a thing, and you're all done, and that makes it easy. Now, where we're at the moment is we're in final negotiations. The people who are representing us, we have representatives from FAC, the board, all together on this, trying to go through this contract, and legal counsel for the HOA. We believe there are no big stumbling blocks anymore. We're now just doing all the form and grammar and little tiny things to get this finalized. We meet with Frontier next week on those issues. So hopefully we have an agreement that both Frontier and the HOA likes by August 1, in which case then Frontier will start scheduling based upon what's going on in their lives. Naturally, this COVID virus thing slows things down. So hopefully, August, September, they'll start the install. It'll take 3 months to install everyone. Okay, what else am I talking about today? Okay, I know what I'm talking about today. But let me go back to Frontier real quick. I wrote this, so I'm going to read it no matter what, because I spent my time. The basic recap of the Frontier plan. 5-year internet only, fiber optic cable. Somebody won me. I'm going to put that in the View magazine, because the View magazine people told me I need to put in fiber optic. I agree. They did good. $12 a month. All residents have to participate, whether you use the service or not. The internet speeds 500 upload, 500 download. That's the fastest speed available. The contract includes the router. There's no install fee to the resident. TV plans are separate, paid for by the resident. So you can purchase whatever TV you want, whether Frontier or anybody else. Phone line is available. You purchase that directly from Frontier. You may keep your phone number, provided you make that clear in your appointment that that's what you want. Don't wait for people to show up. Don't wait for Frontier to show up and then tell them, I want my phone, same phone number from Spectrum. That won't happen like that. You have to tell them up front. They have to make arrangements to move your phone number. And what else? That's okay. That's the oversight on Frontier. All right. Hopefully enough of Frontier. Let's talk about the new reservation system. There's some confusion on the reservation system. The online reservation system, which is being used for the pools, will ultimately be used for quite a few things. The gym when it opens. By the way, the gym is not opening till further notice. And I think all you have to do is read everything around you at the moment, and you'll see why. This virus is going crazy in the area. I hope everybody sees, understands that. So we're not all going to open that gym. Now, the interesting, I will say this, when I put out the word that the gym is not going to open, I didn't get one person write to me with dissatisfaction. Not one. Now, that's a new record in my 3.5 years. So my assumption is most of you understand it very well. Now, the reservation system, the online reservation system, and the phone-in reservation system both start at 10 a.m. in the morning. At 9 o'clock, the online reservation system will show you nothing. Won't show you what's available, won't show you what's coming up, nothing. It's a dead system till 10 a.m. Now, the difference is this. The phone-in system starts at 10, but they stop making calls at 4 p.m., so between 10 and 4, you can call in. The online system starts at 10, but ends at 11:45 p.m. So if you want to make a reservation at 11 o'clock at night, you can do that on the online system. You can't do that in the phone system. Each one has its benefits. Each one has its negatives. Now, people have asked about the fact that the online system, there's a spot for family members. And where this is coming up a lot, is that people, a person in the house wants to make a reservation for the pool for themselves and their spouse. You can't do that on the online system. Each person has to do their own reservation. The system's only based upon unique accounts to make a reservation. Now, the reason that family members box is there, that's done in programming purposes because many people share emails. Well, if you try to create an account with an email that's already taken, the system's going to block you. Now, the way the system gets around it is the primary person who first created an account, who put in their email, but the husband and the wife share an email, by putting it into this box of family members, the system will now allow that person to create an account with the same email but a different password. So if you need help with that, let me know. But that's why that box is there. That doesn't mean it's going to allow you to make a reservation for your spouse. The system will not allow that. It does not have that capability. For all of you that are hoping for that, it will not happen. It's part of their programming. So one of the advantages of the phone-in system is if you phone in, the person taking the reservations will make a reservation for you and your spouse. Now, they're still going into the system. They're going online on the computer and putting in the two different names. But the phone-in you can do, one call-in can do two people, the spouse in your household. Online will not do that. Each person has to do it at the same time. So the system starts at 10, ends at 4 for phone, 10 till 11:45 for online. Now, between midnight and 10 a.m., there's nothing you can see on the online system, so there's no use trying. It's a dead system at that point. Okay, let's go down this little list here, what we're doing on pools. Now, one of the questions that's come up is there are many of you who want more people in the pool, that there's more room. Ladies and gentlemen, I understand it. I am not your advocate. I am not a proponent. I don't support it. I won't until these numbers go down. This is real, and people are dying. So that's where I'm coming from. I don't need to put eight people in that pool just to find out and hope that you stay apart. I want only four people. And the reason is, I know you can stay way apart from each other. And even an email today told me they would like to have, there's plenty of room and people like to socialize. I don't care about your socializing. I don't care one little bit. I only care if you stay alive. So I hope you stay alive so you can complain to me about it. I think that'd be great. So I think the compromise is we do now have four people in the pool. We did give an hour. I think the option, and what you all can do is get back to me, is we go back to 30-minute time limits, and that will double the capacity with one in 1 hour. Instead of four people in 1 hour, we can put four people every 30 minutes, which turns out to be eight people per hour. That's an alternative. I am not a proponent of putting six or eight people in that pool at the moment. It's the same reason I'm not a proponent of the dog parks having six or eight people. They have room too. But let's make sure we understand what's really going on. On 7-1, I'm going to read you Sun City Palm Desert because they break out. They break out Sun City Palm Desert. On 7-1, they had 18 cases. 7-3, 21 cases, one death. 7-6, 23 cases. 7-7, 24 cases. They're going up every day. I think we need to use some caution here and stay focused and keep our eye on the ball. And the ball here is keeping your neighbor alive. It's that simple. You can get by without eight people in a pool socializing. Call your neighbor up if you have to on the phone. Do something else. But let's not put people in jeopardy or in harm's way. Everything on the news says, very simple, two rules. Stay away from each other, wear masks. It's that simple. If this keeps going, I'm not going to be surprised if the state and the county tell us we're going to wear a mask everywhere outdoors again. It would not surprise me, given where these numbers are going. Now, what we do ask is, please, please, if you are sick, if you test positive, you need to let me know. People here want to know what's going on. And perhaps, if somebody does get sick, we want to make sure nobody else does. But, you know, maybe we should take some action to make sure this doesn't spread any further. So that's where it's all coming from. Economics. The good news is, I wrote a little article about it. It's coming out in The View, too, is that brilliant FAC committee has done this wonderful job of tracking the finances and controlling expenses. So currently at the moment, our budgeted loss is only $25,000 over what the normal budget would be. $25,000. I mean, this is about 50 cents a person. That's it. So if we stay on track and they keep doing their job, there is no projection or anticipation of a special assessment whatsoever. They've done their job. Yes, we had a big reduction in income, but we also had a reduction in expenses. Not to the break-even point. Now, what it does mean is our budget will not run at a surplus this year. Last year, if you recall, we had a budget surplus, and we used that to reduce your dues by $8 a month. We're not going to get that this year. We are not at all going to have a budget surplus given what's going on. But it also means, without question, it looks like without question, there will not be a special assessment. We are able to plan for this and handle the load, the financial load, given how well the Finance Committee has been monitoring it and how well they track it. In the meantime, I want you all to please stay safe. Please understand, we are trying everything possible to make your lives nicer and more comfortable, but the priority here is going to be trying to keep everybody here safe. And there's no doubt, we are the target group, so we need to do everything possible to help that situation along. Be patient. Be patient here. It'll come. But at the moment, let's give it some time. Take care of yourself. See you soon.
And just one thing in closing that I have from the survey about residents. One of the things you're happiest about, is the aggressive measures the board has taken to keep you safe. So, your efforts are being appreciated, and we'll end it on that. Bye-bye.